Welcome everyone to another episode of David and His Adventures with Friends. This is Chapter 6, Red Riding Hood's Secret. After leaving the forest and saying goodbye to the three little bears and Goldilocks, David and Sonic continued their journey through Sparkleland. The sun was shining bright and the air was filled with the sweet scent of flowers. Everything seemed peaceful, but David knew that they had a long way to go to find the Orb of Light. As they walked, the path led them to a small village with colorful houses and a big, cheerful market. People were laughing and chatting, and there were stalls selling all sorts of yummy treats. David's stomach rumbled as he smelled the delicious pies and cakes. "Wow, this place looks fun," Sonic said, zipping around to check out the stalls. "Maybe we can take a quick break and grab a snack." David smiled. "That sounds like a great idea, Sonic." Just as they were about to stop at the pie stall, David noticed a little girl in a red hood, walking through the village. She had a basket of goodies and was heading down a narrow, quiet path that led out of the village. "Hey, Sonic, look over there," David pointed to the girl. "I think that's Red Riding Hood. I've heard stories about her." "Yeah, me too. I wonder what she's up to," Sonic said curiously. David and Sonic decided to follow Red Riding Hood to see where she was going. The path she was on led to a thick, dark forest, very different from the one they had just left. The trees here were tall and old. The shadows seemed to dance in the dim light. Red Riding Hood walked quickly and confidently, not afraid of the dark forest at all. David and Sonic kept their distance, not wanting to scare her. "Where do you think she's going?" David whispered. "Maybe to visit his grandmother." "Like in the stories," Sonic whispered back. But as they followed her deeper into the forest, David and Sonic noticed something strange. The trees seemed to get closer around them, and the path started twisting in confusing ways. Soon they realized they were lost. "Oh no, how did we get lost?" David said, looking around nervously. "This forest is really tricky." Sonic frowned. "Yeah, it's like the trees are trying to confuse us. We need to find Red Riding Hood and ask her for help." They hurried along the winding path, trying to catch up to Red Riding Hood. Finally, they saw her up ahead, standing in front of a big old house with a hollow trunk. She was peeking inside to see what was inside, as if she was searching for something. "Red Riding Hood, wait!" David called out, running to her. Red Riding Hood turned around and was surprised to see them. "Oh, hello. What are you two doing here?" "We got lost following you," David said. "The forest is really tricky. We were hoping you could help us find our way." Red Riding Hood smiled and said, "Don't worry, I will help you. This forest is my secret shortcut. It's full of twists and turns, but I know how to find my way through." Sonic looked at the big tree with the hollow trunk. "What are you looking for in there?" Red Riding Hood giggled. "This tree is special. It holds a secret key that will unlock the way out of the forest." "A secret key?" David asked. His eyes widened with wonder. "Yes, the key is hidden inside the hollow, but it only appears when we say the magic word," Red Riding Hood explained. "Magic words?" Sonic repeated, excited. What are they? Red Riding Hood leaned in and whispered. The magic words are open sesame. David and Sonic nodded. Let's try it. They all gathered around the hollow trunk. David took a deep breath and said, open sesame. Suddenly, the hollow trunk began to glow with a soft golden light. Inside, a small shiny key appeared, floating in the air. Red Riding Hood reached in and carefully took the key. Wow, it worked, Sonic said. Red Riding Hood smiled and handed the key to David. This key will open the hidden door at the end of the path. It's the only way out of this forest. David took the key, feeling grateful. Thank you, Red Riding Hood. You are very smart. Red Riding Hood blushed and said, I am happy to help. Now let's get out of here before the forest starts to play more tricks on us. With Red Riding Hood leading the way, they continued down the path until they reached the end of the forest. Just as she had said, there was a hidden door among the trees. David used the key to unlock it, and the door swung open, revealing a bright sunny meadow on the other side. We made it, David cheered, stepping into the warm sunlight. Sonic nodded. Thanks to Red Riding Hood and her secret key. Red Riding Hood smiled and said, I'm glad I could help you. Good luck on the rest of your adventure. David and Sonic, I hope you find what you're looking for. Thank you, Red Riding Hood, said David, waving at her as they walked into the forest. We'll never forget about your help. As Red Riding Hood disappeared into the trees, David and Sonic looked ahead at the meadow, knowing that they were one step closer to finding the orb of light. We've met so many amazing friends, David said with a smile. Each one helps us get closer to our goals, and we are getting closer and closer. With the hidden key safely in David's pocket, they continued on their journey, ready for whatever challenge lay ahead in Sparkleland. That is all for today. See you next time on David and his adventures with friends. Goodbye.